Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. Can you believe that we are on day 30? This month has been a journey through storms, prayers, doubts, and sparks of faith. Today, we pause to reflect on the hope that God pours into our lives. Romans 15:13 reminds us that the source of all hope desires to fill us completely with joy, with peace, and a trust that transcends the chaos. So let's take a deep breath. And open our hearts to this overflowing hope as we prepare to step into the final day of our journey tomorrow. Father, thank you for guiding us through these 30 days. Thank you for filling us with hope, joy, and peace that remains steady, even in the middle of chaos. As we reflect on today, help us to fully receive your overflowing spirit, allowing it to refresh and strengthen every part of our lives. May this hope continue to grow in us, preparing our hearts to embrace the final days of this journey with anticipation and trust. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. You know, we've journeyed together through the ups and downs this past month. The prayers, the struggles, the moments of doubt, and the sparks of faith. And now, here we stand, on the other side of chaos, leaning fully into hope. Romans 15:13 feels like a warm embrace from God Himself. The source of all hope wants to fill you, overflow you with joy and peace as you place your trust in Him. And this isn't a shallow, fleeting kind of happiness. No. He pours it in by the power of the Holy Spirit. So your hope isn't just hanging on, it's thriving, abounding, and overflowing in every part of your life. Moving from just holding on to hope to living fully in overflowing hope changes everything. After a month of navigating chaos, this is exactly what your heart needs. The kind of kingdom-level joy that grows deep within you. Not dependent on what's happening around you, even when life feels messy and uncertain. Your hope can be abundant. It can be genuine. It can be steady. Not forced or fake, but rooted in the unchanging character and presence of God. So today, take those deep breaths and rest in this powerful truth. You are not merely surviving. You are being filled to overflowing with joy and peace. So let your hope rise, not because you're pushing yourself harder, but because you're trusting God more. Let that hope whisper gently to your soul. God is not finished with you, and His best is still unfolding right now, even in the middle of your story. Father, thank you for being the God of hope. Fill me today with joy and peace as I trust in you. Let the Holy Spirit breathe abundant hope into my heart, especially in places that feel dry or weary. I don't want to just hold on to hope. I want it to overflow. Renew me, refresh me, and remind me that you are always working. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today, I want you to look back over our 30-day journey. What felt like the biggest shift in your heart? What hope is now growing in you? I want you to write it out. Then ask God how you can live today from this overflowing hope. Thank you. Seriously. Thank you for spending this moment with me. All these moments through this past month, I cannot thank you enough for walking life with me through chaos. Take this overflowing hope into the rest of your day and into the final day of our journey tomorrow. Remember, hope isn't about waiting for life to be perfect. It's about trusting God in the middle of imperfection, in the middle of chaos, and in the middle of uncertainty. Keep leaning in, keep trusting, and let His peace fill every corner of your life. You're almost at the finish line. Let's step into the final day together with hearts ready to receive all He has for us. This kingdom in the chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.